Yes, indeed. Welcome back to your Mike Malloy Show, our final hour tonight. Mike and Kathy are off for the night. They'll be back with you tomorrow. Then I'll disappear until April. And then I shall return for a week in April. Not for April Fools. For some reason, they're not having me on April Fools this year. Why is that, Des?
I have no, no idea whatsoever.
Yeah. No, actually, it's because it's on a Sunday.
Oh,
otherwise, they'd have me back for April. What do they care?
We did have fun last April.
We did. And so 877-520-1150 is our number. We're going to take your calls here. Want to do very quickly do the Green News Report. As you just heard, I'm joined by the lovely Desi. Oh, wait a minute. I said I'm Brad from bradblog.com, but I forgot the chat room. Bradblog.com, we've got a chat room going on there. Come on by and say hello. While the show is live and rolling, everybody's in there having fun. And maybe after the show, I'll go in there on video.
Yeah, and also don't forget about the Twitters.
Naked. What?
Oh.
No, I'm not going on naked. The Twitters, you can meet me at the Brad Blog on the Twitters. You can also find Desi Doyen at Green News Report. She is my co-host on the nationally syndicated Green News Report, heard on fine progressive radio stations near you. And if it's not heard on your progressive radio station, you should raise holy hell and complain. How's that?
Call them, not us.
No, don't complain to us. We didn't do it.
It won't do you any good.
It's 6 minutes of, how do I say it?
6 minutes of politics analysis.
No, green news, politics. You don't even listen to me. A word I say.
News, all politics, right. Analysis,
let's just
and
go to today's, here's today's green news report. You can listen to them anytime at greennews.bradblog.com. Hit it, Tony.
It's Tuesday, February 28, 2012.
Hollywood is once again trying to indoctrinate our children.
Fox News freak out over the Lorax.
And these sons of come along and they tell me we're going to take this land away from you, whether you want us to or not.
TransCanada moves forward on the Keystone XL pipeline and moves against homeowners. The BP oil spill trial on hold, using the courts to halt air pollution rules, plus game-changing battery breakthrough for electric cars.
Finally, some good news. All of that and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
The Lorax is selling the new Mazda CX-5 crossover SUV. Now, it's not a polluting vehicle. It's a hybrid in that it uses a combination of gas and Olean.
This is your Green News Report. Okay, Des, it seems that not only Fox is freaking out about the Lorax, environmentalists are as well. And I should add, if Dr. Seuss was alive, you know, he never allowed his products to be commercialized. Then he died, and then it was a different story for his estate. 70 product tie-ins with the new Lorax.
Mostly. Yep. Yeah, it's pretty stunning. We'll have more on that in a moment.
Will it rhyme?
No, sorry, it won't. But first, BP's epic oil spill liability trial is on hold. The long-awaited civil trial against oil giant British Petroleum to decide who will pay damages for their 2010 oil disaster in the Gulf has been now delayed for 1 week by the federal judge overseeing the epic case to give BP and thousands of plaintiffs additional time to negotiate an out-of-court settlement. Bloomberg News reports that BP is considering a $14 billion, that's billion with a B, settlement to compensate those affected by the spill. That trial could begin as soon as next week and is independent from any fines or other punishments exerted by the government. Also in the courts, the nation's biggest polluters are suing to stop new pollution rules. The fossil fuel industry and a handful of states are asking the D.C. Court of Appeals this week to halt the EPA's new regulations on the nation's largest polluters to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The suit, brought by the state of Virginia, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and front groups for the fossil fuel industry, asks the court to overturn the EPA's scientific finding that greenhouse gases that cause global warming are a danger to human health, saying, quote, man-made climate change is not certain in their briefs. The controversial Keystone XL pipeline moves forward. TransCanada, the company that wants to build the 1,700-mile pipeline from the dirty tar sands of Alberta, is seeking immediate approval to build the southern leg of the pipeline to extend its already existing Keystone pipeline, which now dead ends in Cushing, Oklahoma, all the way to refineries and ports on the Gulf Coast of Texas. But property owners along the proposed route say TransCanada has already threatened to launch eminent domain proceedings against them if they refuse to allow the pipeline on their land, even though the pipeline has not been fully approved by the federal government. The ranchers are fighting back, according to Nebraska rancher Randy Thompson here in an interview with NPR.
I know what my folks went through to get a piece of ground. And these sons of come along and they tell me, we're going to take this land away from you, whether you want us to or not. And they got a fight on their hands.
Well, it's a government of the corporations, by the corporations, and for the corporations that rancher may soon find out.
Fox News freak out again.
What we're doing is we're creating Ocu toddlers.
The Lorax is the newest animated film based on the work of children's author Dr. Seuss, a cheerfully illustrated tale that focuses on the environment. But already, Lou Dobbs of Fox News Business Channel is very upset, saying it is indoctrinating our children.
Hollywood is once again trying to indoctrinate our children. Plainly with an agenda, plainly demonizing the so-called 1% and espousing the virtue of green energy policies, come what may.
Oddly, Lou Dobbs apparently is mad that The Lorax, an environmental tale, teaches kids that environmental destruction is, you know, a bad thing. But even environmental organizations are apparently cranky about the new film, too, not just because it strays from Dr. Seuss's original message, but also because of those 70 product tie-ins we referred to earlier, including the Lorax promoting an SUV that runs only on gasoline.
Unbelievable.
Finally, an important new breakthrough in battery technology. Battery company Envia has announced that using funding and technology provided by you, the taxpayer, through the Department of Energy's ARPA-E program, California startup Envia has unveiled a new, innovative lithium-ion battery technology just this week. They say it's lighter, smaller, and cheaper, and is confirmed to deliver 3 times the energy density of current batteries on the market at less than half the price. It will allow electric cars to go up to 300 miles on a single charge, equivalent to that of conventional gasoline cars.
Finally, some good news. Do you have any more good news on our website?
We have lots more at our website, greennews.bradblog.com.
That's where she's keeping it. While you're there, please consider a donation to help sponsor the Green News Report. We don't have 70 tie-ins. As a matter of fact, we have none. From bradblog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, well done, Des. Good report.
Thanks.
Good Green News Report. Now, a couple of quick questions here before I let you go. And by the way, we're going to be taking your calls 877-520-1150. Get in line now. Lines are filling up. We've got a few open. 877-520-1150. Okay, Des, on the Lorax thing, Fox News is ticked off about the book is about.
It's an environmental story about how bad it is to destroy the environment. That's the book, but apparently Fox News, I guess, would prefer that they change the story completely to make it about how great it is to destroy the environment. I don't
so
know.
So the secret was there was time travel obviously involved. Hollywood went back in time, had Dr. Seuss write the Lorax book 30 years ago so that they could come back and
indoctrinate
turn it
our
into
children
a movie.
In 2012, years after his death. That's true. Now, I should say that, you know, yes, there are 70 product tie-ins, and yes, Dr.
Yeah.
Seuss would never have gone for promotional consideration with his work, but the other products that are tied in,
you're
not
an
all
apologist,
of them,
aren't you?
Not all of them, but Universal yeah. did sign in with some eco-type, more sustainable type. They're not there
oh,
by a long
please.
Shot, but they did a few small
oh,
things.
Oh, that is the lamest excuse I have
Stony
ever heard.
Stonyfield Farms, we like them. They're good sustainability.
Oh, so you found
products.
One product. Meantime, they're
that's
out
the
there.
That's the one I can think of off the top
they're
of my
pushing
head.
This SUV.
Now, that's dumb.
Never mind. Dr. Seuss didn't want any. You couldn't make, you know, underoos with the Cat in the Hat on it when he was alive. He dies, I think it was his wife, ends up licensing the hell out of this. He didn't want movies made out of this stuff. Now there's movies made out of it. Not only is it movies made, but they have 70 licensing tie-ins, one of them for an SUV.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Oh, no. Now you're whistling a different tune.
No, I'm
before
just
you were apologizing
that to their credit,
for them.
Universal did try to bring in companies that are focusing more on ecological and sustainability.
You are such an indoctrinator. Now, the one other thing before I let you go, Des, government, this is great news. This electric battery thing?
Yes, the new breakthrough by NVIDIA, which is a California startup. They started the whole company in a Palo Alto library, and they've essentially changed the material that's used inside the battery itself. You know, instead of using what's normally used, and the chemistry, you can see it all at the links at our website, greennews.bradblog.com. Just click on today's post, and you'll see what the different materials are that they use that are lighter and cheaper, more common. They sort of take care of a lot of the problems that you have with silicon batteries.
And it was, and you suggest it was government money that helped them.
It's a partnership. Government. It's including GM, General Motors, as well, and they and also funding from ARPA-E, which is the Defense Department's Energy Department's special new section that goes after energy. And it should be commercially available by 2015.
So government money actually helps develop commercial products.
In fact,
go
sometimes
figure.
That is the only
socialist
thing
batteries. All right. When we come back, your calls. Well done, Des. 877-520-1150. More socialist and communism straight ahead. You're listening to Brad Friedman on the Mike Malloy Show. Stay with us. Dying for an electric car. Please. Now we learn I can get 300 miles on the battery. I don't need 300 miles. I'll take 100. I can't afford to buy one, but if any electric car company are listening out there would like to loan me one for a few months, I'll say nice things about it. Maybe. If it doesn't suck. 877-520-1150 is our phone number. 877-520-1150. Finally! To the phones. Get in now, by the way. Don't wait until the end. Everybody always calls at the end. Don't do it. Call now. 877-520-1150 to talk to me, Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com, here on The Mike Malloy Show. All right. Occupy Freedom. Yay. Occupy Freedom. It calls us from L.A. right here. Hey, Occupy. And you don't use your name still, right? You just used Occupy Freedom, L.A.
I am Freedom. Nice to see you, Brad. Nice to hear you.
Good to talk to you, too, Freedom. Always good to talk to you. I should say Freedom is one of our great live journalist web streamers streaming at where? Where do you stream?
Occupy Freedom LA on Ustream.
Occupy Freedom LA over at Ustream. Okay. To what do I owe this honor of your call-in tonight, Freedom?
Well, I just wanted to touch base with you and fill you in on some work that some friends of mine are doing. Being a live streamer, I've connected now with an entire network of people who are doing the kind of work that I'm doing all over the world. And I just wanted to take the opportunity to draw a little bit of attention to what's going on in Syria right now.
Where?
And in Syria.
Not ringing a bell. No, I've been watching news all night long, and I haven't heard the name Syria. So, go ahead.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem isn't it? People are not really paying enough attention. And I have been somewhat addicted to this story for several weeks now. And, there is a genocide going on over there in that country. So I have a couple of crazy, brave friends that are citizen journalists that have decided to go over there to get the real story. So I wanted to fill you in on what they're doing. They've been over there for about 10 days. And spending some. Are you familiar with going on in Syria? You're being facetious.
Yes, I was being facetious, and I know that a lot of journalists are actually dying over there. So, are they in Syria proper at this time in Homs, or where are they?
No, they are not. They were though. Mm-hmm. They have been spending a lot of time in Turkey and mm-hmm. close to the border of Syria. They did go into Syria, and they have managed to collect some really amazing footage. And they're actually now in a secure, confidential location because their lives are very much at risk. They are very much, you know, targets of the Syrian government at this point because they are shedding light on the truth of what's going on there. So they're actually trying to make their way back to the U.S. now, and they will be doing a mini documentary that will be released on the web next week.
Awesome. Where can we check that out on the web?
William's website is probably the best place to go to for that. So that's willyforreal.com. So it's WILLYFOREAL.
Okay.
Willyforreal.com is his website.
All right. Very good. Willyforreal.com. Thanks for calling in with that, Freedom, and thanks for what you continue to do and what all of your citizen journalist hero web streaming friends are also doing. Really, I mean that. Thank you for all that.
By the way, there is a live streamer in Homs that I've just set up with Ustream, and he's actually live streaming from Homs now. So if everybody just wants to follow my Twitter, I'm constantly tweeting about him and putting it out when he goes live.
Mm-hmm.
So my Twitter is at Occupy Freedom LA.
Freedom LA.
Yeah, so follow me for news on that.
I will, and I already do, by the way. Thanks for your feed and your news on the Twitters. Appreciate it.
Okay, my pleasure. Always good talking to you, Brad.
And to you. Thanks for calling in. Hope to see you soon. Stay safe. All right.
Thanks.
You bet. All right, I don't have time for, we'll take a break here. We'll come back. A lot of calls. Oh, Randall in Tempe is calling in with some news from Arizona. They had an election there tonight, but they don't bother to count the ballots. They just tell us who won. That's it. They just read the computers, and that's that. Oh, and it was Romney. Romney won there. Romney won in Michigan. Yeah, that's what they tell us, so why wouldn't we believe them? Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. Your call's 877-520-1150. A lot on the line, so stay with us. Sounds
seeming to be the chimes of freedom flashing.
Well, they're building a gallows outside my cell, and I've got 25 minutes to go, and the whole town's waiting just to hear me yell. I got 24 minutes to go. Well, they gave me some beans for my last meal with 23 minutes to go.
Yeah, that's all we got. About 23 minutes to go here on the Mike Malloy Show. Mike and Kathy will return tomorrow night. Until then, you got me, Brad Friedman of bradblog.com. Our phone number is 877-520-1150. By the way, tomorrow I think I'm going to be on the Young Turks. It's called The Point. It's one of their online shows that Cenk Uygur hosts. I don't know if it plays on Current or not, but tomorrow John Fugelsang will be guest hosting, and I will be a guest on The Point. So you can check that out somewhere, wherever it is that Young Turks does their thing. Do their thing? Do their things? Do's their thing. I think over at YouTube, they got The Point. And I'll be there. So I'll also be on, I'll stay high on video at the bradblog.com chat room after the show is done tonight, if you want to stick around. And now, more of your calls. Let's go to Randall in Tempe, Arizona. Hey, Randall, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. How'd it go out there in Arizona today? Any problems at the polling places that you know of?
Oh, Brad, we're not worthy. I don't know. I put it up on Twitter asking, and I even asked AZ Central, which is the Arizona Republic's website, and they didn't hear anything.
No reports of problems for voters.
No.
Good.
The drones, we kind of spaced it out because there aren't any Democrats on the ballot, although it's up to us to go and be observers and stuff to make sure that the Republicans don't cheat each other. But we are participating in the hand count audit, which we have here in Arizona. We'll be hand counting 2% of the paper ballots from 2% of the precincts.
And do you have places. And do you have confidence, Randall, in that? Because just so people understand, paper ballots are used pretty much across the state of Arizona, but
that's
they're
right.
counted by optical scanners, like
that's
they
right.
do up in Michigan, and like they do in New York, where they found at that one precinct I read earlier in the show. You can check it out in our archives tonight online. But 70% of the ballots were wrong when they actually examined them. So you're going to examine 2%.
Yeah.
Do you have confidence that that's enough, Randall?
No, I don't. But don't tell anybody. It's a secret, you see, because if the buttholes think that it's a significant statistical sample,
yeah.
and then we'll catch them if they cheat, then maybe that will deter them from cheating. Even though you and I know that it's bogus.
That it's bogus. That they ought to just hand count the ballots, especially in Arizona. I mean, it's so rural and so many of those counties. It would be so easy to just hand count the ballots, especially on a night like tonight, where you've got. Was there any more than just the one race?
Presidential preference primary. It's separate from our actual state primary, which is in August.
And so you just make four different piles of ballots and count them.
That's right.
You don't need all these stupid machines. You don't need to come back 2 weeks later to do an audit of 2%.
Oh, no.
It's crazy.
We've got to be space age because everybody wants to get their election results before cocktail hour.
Well, you can still get them that way, Randall. In New Hampshire, they're done before the Diebold counties are done. It's just crazy. The corporations, I guess, they have to make their money. Anyway.
Well, I want to tell you about Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders was in town Thursday night for a fundraising dinner for the Arizona Advocacy Network, which is defending democracy here in Arizona, clean elections, and challenging the voter ID law. And Don Nichols of the Nation was the MC with Bernie, and it was a wonderful time. And Raul Grijalva, our co-chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, was there, our representative from Tucson. And also, this weekend, we went up to Winslow, where we stood on the corner in Winslow, Arizona, and had a PDA leadership summit. Mr. Carpenter and Mimi Kennedy and all the gang was in on the windswept plateau of Winslow, listening
nice.
To the trains go by.
All right.
And we had and I coughed on everybody and gave them whatever this is that makes my voice sound like this.
Okay, well, that's good. Are the Democrats going to be able to take back Arizona this year finally?
We're going to try like heck. We got some active primaries. We've got some new congressional districts drawn by our Independent Redistricting Commission. And we have some active candidates going for it, and it's a chance. If we work real hard, we might get 5 out of our 9 congressional seats in the hands of Democrats.
All right, go get them, Randall. I got to get
We got to make Nancy Pelosi the speaker, otherwise we ain't going to be able to do nothing.
If you say so. Thanks, Randall. I appreciate the call. Always good to talk to you, my friend. You bet.
You
talk to you later. All right, let me get to tons of calls coming in here. Kevin in Colorado Springs, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Kevin, what's up?
Hey, good evening, Brad.
Good evening.
I sent the email to you. I had some email issues, so Desi was able to pick it up. But here in Colorado, we had 17,000 voter registrations that may be ruled as invalid.
I see that. Yeah, Desi printed this out and brought it in. This is from AP Tonight, I think. Do I have the right date here?
It's from KKTV.com. It may be AP story.
Yeah, the version I have is here from AP actually yesterday, and I hadn't seen this yet. More than 17,000 Coloradans who are receiving voter registration applications from the Voter Participation Center may be signing insufficient forms. According to the Secretary of State's office, the forms failed to include a signature field and affidavit required under state law and other deficiencies. And Secretary of State Scott Gessler says some voters might believe they're registered to vote, and he's urging those who signed up to check with their county clerks. The organization says it has sent postcards explaining the problem to all recipients, and corrected forms will be sent in the next few weeks. This Voter Participation Center, they're actually, I guess they target women voters, single female voters, to try to get them signed up to the polls. I would hope that 17,000 voters would not be turned away for lack of signature on this affidavit.
I'm questioning whether it's accidental or not because the signature didn't show up. There was no signature filled. And That's the problem. I'm also participating in several voter registration things, trying to get people to register to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making it more and more difficult to be one of those people to register people to vote.
I know. And I'm worried they would use something like this to say, well, see, that's why we can't have these third-party organizations. Now, you've got a terrible, a horrendous Secretary of State in this Scott
yes.
Gessler guy. This is amazing. I'm not going to bore everyone with the lawsuit that went through Colorado that the judge forced the state to decertify every electronic voting machine in the state because the certification testing was a joke. Basically, they took the machines out of the box, checked to make sure the manual was there, turned it on and off, and said, yep, certified. So he ordered all the machines to actually be properly certified. They put new security restrictions on these machines. And now the Secretary of State, Gessler, is going to court, I think he's going to court, to try to get them to remove the security restrictions. For some reason, he wants less security on the electronic voting machines.
I mean, it's just, it seems that every day it's getting harder to live in a democracy. And you were talking earlier to the last caller about getting back Arizona on the left side of things. And it just seems like it's harder and harder every day. Forget which political party you want.
Mm-hmm.
If they're only counting 2%, do the math, 200 votes. And they only check four of them, and three of them are for Romney and one's for Santorum. Well, who are they going to declare the winner?
Well, and just to be clear, what he was talking about is the post-election audit. They actually count them by hand, but days later instead of counting it that night. So, I mean, these systems are so easy to game. They are so often just malfunction. You know, it's either malfeasance or malfunction. And yet we continue to use these systems. It's insane. But you knew that.
Brad, let me ask you real quick.
Yeah.
I am blind, and I'm a user of iTunes, or not iTunes, TuneIn.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other shows besides subbing for Mike? Do you have any other regular shows that you do?
Well, thank you for asking. As a matter of fact, I do a show on Wednesday. We've been off for a few weeks now the Pacifica affiliate out here, so KPFK. Out here in Los Angeles, 90.7 FM. But we've been off for a month for a fun drive, but I'm back a week from tomorrow. So actually, and it's just one day a week, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific time. And tune in radio, you actually can pick up KPFK on tune in radio.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was asking, because
Thanks.
The last time I tuned in to KPFK to listen to you, they had the fundraiser going on. So
everybody's raising funds. We need it. And by the way, speaking of which, buy a Mike Malloy podcast if you haven't already. Support Progressive Radio, whether it's on the Mike Malloy Show, whether it's over there on Pacifica. But yeah, KPFK.org. I will be back, not tomorrow, Wednesday, but a week from tomorrow. I'll be back at my usual time for the foreseeable future at 3 p.m. Pacific. So thank you, Kevin, for asking. Appreciate that.
We need the voices, so keep it up.
Thank you, brother. Really do appreciate it. Take care, Kevin.
Take care.
Let me get to a quick call here before we go to a break. Where was that? What happened to that Indiana caller? Oh, I was ready to take that Indiana caller. I wanted to talk about that. All right. Very quickly, then, let's go to Chicago, Illinois. MC, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. MC, what's up?
Hey, not a lot. How you doing, Brad?
I'm okay.
I was really glad to hear Freedom from L.A. Live live streaming is it's jumping off big time.
Yep.
It's just in time for Occupy.
Yep.
It's awesome.
Yep.
And it's a perfect example. Like, I'm calling in because I'm I told the screener, I'm not sure who I spoke with, but
we have a number of levels of screening. It's very difficult to get through the filters.
well, level one.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was just wanted to comment about Buddy Romer and kind of this top down cult of personality type of campaigning,
mm-hmm.
like Perot style or whatever. I think, like, it's a perfect example of, like, what Freedom's doing and lots of other people from the ground up. And those are two different types of politics. And I want to see more of the one from the ground up than this, you know, this dude who's, like, I don't want to sign a platform. You know what I mean? I think we should have a platform. It should be based on local activism.
Well,
you know,
I think what I think what he's saying was he did not want to be beholden to that particular that group that Americans elect, since he doesn't know where their money comes from. But you know, to his credit, and there's in truth very little that I actually agree with Buddy Romer on. But on the big key points that he's been out there pushing, he's been out there talking to the folks from Occupy, trying to get people to pay attention to the occupation, saying that we have to get the corporate money out of the political system. 100%. And frankly, he's the only guy saying that anywhere, at least not the, you know, Republican and Democratic Party. They're not saying it. Barack Obama is signing up for super PACs. And, you know, I understand he doesn't want to unilaterally disarm. Fine, whatever. But if he was up there saying, let's get corporate money out of our politics, out of our election, period, you know, we might get somewhere with that. We might get a constitutional amendment to put an end to this madness. So I got to give credit to Romer on that score.
Well, and you know, fine. I mean, I used to be in sales too, and I used to tell people, you know, trust me. I mean, you know, what choice do we really have? When you've got a track record, when you've got, you know, thousands of people throwing in a little bit here and a little bit there, and you've got time behind you and you've got hard work you've put in, which is what a, kind of a political party ends up looking like over time, then people know that you really are going to back up your words and you're not just saying trust me. And I feel like a lot of times with these individual politicians, you're right, Brad, and I'm not trying to take this guy down. I'm not attacking him.
That's
but,
all right.
You know, I think you've got the right idea. You know, I mean, and, you know, you've got to pay attention to this stuff because you're following the news, and I'm glad you are.
I got it.
NDAA is ridiculous. It's terrible.
I got to get out. Listen, I just want more voices, more people. You know, I think this idea that Obama did not face a primary, that there had to be no debate on that side, I think that's just crazy. Democracy, democracy, people. It's not
right.
That hard. Thanks, MC, for the call. I got to get to a break. If you're on the line, I'll try to get to you. 877-520-1150. More voices, more people, less corporations, less money, more democracy. Is that so goddamn hard? Apparently it is. Brad, in for Mike Malloy.
And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when.
Yes, I do.
But I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
We'll be back in April. I'll be back for a whole week. Don't worry about it, Johnny. Let's see. Also, tomorrow night, we'll meet on the Young Turks The Point show with John Fugelsang, guest hosting, and me. Being a smart aleck or something, whatever it is that I'm called upon to do as a guest on that show. And then a week from Wednesday, you can hear me on kpfk.org, 3 p.m. Pacific time, with my regular weekly show that I do for them on Pacifica. Okay. My thanks tonight to engineer Tony Sorrentino. Earlier I said you sucked. I don't mean it. You're very good. Also, producer Desi Doyen and associate producer Margo Paez, thank you both. You both rock. In the chat room, my thanks as ever to For Earth, Jeannie Dean, and Dale for keeping an eye on things. I'm going to have to read that chat room later tonight. I haven't gotten to look at it at all. And, of course, my thanks to Mike and Kathy Malloy, as ever, for having me sit in their place. They will be back tomorrow, never fear. And if you're listening on MikeMalloy.com, stay tuned for Head On with Bob Kincaid. All right, let's see how many more calls I can get to here very, very quickly. Jerry in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Welcome to the Malloy Show. What's up, Jerry?
Hi. Just a couple things real quick. One about Buddy Romer. I was listening to Tom Hartman's show today.
Buddy Romer, yes.
Buddy Romer.
Yeah.
And he said that when he was on Tom's show, Tom asked him about...
Was he on Tom today?
Yep. Well, he wasn't on there. He just referenced him.
Oh, okay.
Somebody called
right.
him and made that.
And stealing my guess.
What he said was, if he wanted to privatize Social Security, so that's a non-starter for me personally.
Fair enough.
And then secondly, I just wondered if, as citizens, we can do anything to overcome the issues you brought up, like the machines mm-hmm. and the voter repression. Like, can we do absentee ballots anywhere that would be better than standing in line? Can we become election judges? Is there anything that anybody's come up with to counteract that?
Well, a lot of those things are a good idea. One, you can read bradblog.com because I report on this all the time and tell you things that you can do. I'm not trying to pimp for myself there. I'm just trying to get you information. When
right.
I've only got a minute here left. So, you want to vote on election day on a paper ballot if you can. If the only way to vote locally is on a touchscreen voting machine, then do it by absentee, but see if you can bring that absentee ballot into the election headquarters or into your precinct on election day. Vote on paper on election day. Yes, work as a poll worker. Yes, be a poll watcher. Yes, raise holy hell about all of these things that I'm talking about tonight and demand that they do pilot programs in your community for hand-counted paper ballots at the polling place before those ballots ever leave anywhere. Count them publicly with everybody overseeing it, all parties, all video cameras. Get those things counted before the ballots are moved anywhere. Now we can oversee the system, and when there are errors, we can do something about it. And we've seen that in places like Iowa, the Iowa caucuses this year. Citizens stepped forward and said, nope, you got it wrong. So that's what you can do. But otherwise, inform yourself, educate yourself, and raise holy hell, Jerry. And I talked to you longer about it, but I got to get out.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Let me see if I can get. Do I have time? Let me see. Stephen, you. Oh, man. Stephen in Burbank, you got 15 seconds. Go!
Yeah, Brad. One of the right wing's favorite talking points, they want to get in their cars and drive cross country on gasoline. It doesn't have to be that way. And then there are also the hot rodders. The Tesla can do 0 to 60 in about 3.5 seconds. Now, it's going to take a lot of time and energy and money to build a big block Chevy that can beat that.
All right. The electric car is coming, Stephen. It's coming whether the fossil fuel companies want it to or not. Sorry, LTC Barber, didn't have time for you. Glad you voted today. Sorry for all the people who couldn't vote because they didn't have a photo ID out there in Arizona or whatever it is you're calling in favor of. Voter suppression, I'm against it. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. We'll see you at bradblog.com.